Welcome to the True Condos Podcast with Andrew LaFleur, the place to get the truth on the Toronto condo market and condo investing in Toronto.
Okay, it's my pleasure to welcome back to the show once again, Shab Rajabzadeh. Shab is the VP and co-founder of Cornerstone Marketing, Inc. Shab, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Andrew, for having me on.
Glad to speak to you again. And of course, we spoke not too long ago, about 6 weeks back, we spoke about Transit City, and that's what we want to get an update on today in this episode, because you've been just smashing records over there in Transit City, and it's been absolutely crazy. Probably some people listening to the podcast have heard the news, but there might be some people out there who haven't. But anyways, let's start at the beginning. Tell everybody, what is Transit City Condos exactly, just for anybody who doesn't know yet?
Absolutely. Again, Transit City, the name speaks for itself. It's the first subway station in the York Regional Transit Terminal that's been built at that intersection of Jane and Highway 7 and Vaughan. And the project here are several condominiums coming to this neighborhood, which we have launched three buildings so far, and it's been very successful, very well received in the marketplace. And essentially, it is the Vaughan Metropolitan Center, which is synonymous with Transit City again, which is this massive transformation of what's happened in Vaughan, with massive influx of money coming from the Infrastructure Canada and Places to Grow Canada, as well as what the government is really doing, and that they're mandating expansion for this subway station. And I guess you could refer to it as a relief line. And we've been blessed to be working with two phenomenal developers, CentreCourt Developments, as well as Smart Greet. Everybody will know them from Smart Centers, the guys that brought Walmart to Canada. And, you know, they're the owners of the land, which in joint venture, they're working with CentreCourt on it. And for Cornerstone, we've been blessed to have the opportunity to, work on this site and perform and bring it to market. So Transit City, again, is the one and only project, essentially, in the Vaughan Metropolitan Center that stands out because it steps to the subway station, the new subway station.
Steps to the new subway station, and it's the first phase of a 100-acre master plan community. The 100 acres that Smart REIT owns immediately surrounding the new subway station, and this is the first phase that's coming out. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, we're part of, you said it well, it's 100 acres of land that's owned by Smart REIT. The components will again be a subway station, York Regional Transit Terminal on this plot of land, which gives you access to 9 different municipalities. And what you have is office towers currently, last year occupancy was for the KPMG office building here, which I just had word that next few weeks you're looking at TD Canada Trust moving into this head office as well. And what's really exciting again is what they're doing here in terms of design, future planning, intensification, all revolving around infrastructure.
Right. And so, how did the launch of Transit City go? Obviously, anybody listening to this podcast should go back and listen in more detail to learn about Transit City to the first interview we did about 6 weeks ago. But how did the launch of Transit City go?
Again, it's been very well received. We just got word that it's broke the GTA record for the number of units sold in an initial launch. There's just around 1700 to 1800 units in this project. The surrounding neighborhoods, the 905s, the 416s, the various municipalities that surround Vaughan have really have taken positive direction on this project. Have really shown great interest and great depth wanting to live here and buy here. And there's merit to it, of course, in terms of what the project has to offer in itself. And it's done phenomenally well because of that. But what's exciting for us is what's coming, essentially. And that will be the East Tower release, some of the new releases and designs and floor plans coming out this weekend. And I think it's a great opportunity for people to come still have a look at it and take advantage of the low pricing here.
Yeah, well, huge congratulations. I know you just kind of slipped that in there as if it was nothing, but we should take a moment and just acknowledge, like you said, that in the entire history of the Toronto condo market, you've broken all records in terms of the volume of sales at the initial launch of a new project. So that's huge. Congratulations to you and your team and to CentreCourt and to Smart REIT. And to all the purchasers who've, of course, who've been invested in that project. It's a,
the purchasers, yes.
It's an amazing thing that we've seen there in Vaughan. What is new in the master plan in the community there? What news do you have to share with us since we last spoke about the project and what's happening there? Because it's changing every day.
Yeah, I mean, this is moving so quickly. It's such a phenomenal ecosystem, I want to call it. It is a city within a city. And last week, Smart Reed had an event here. They had a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the construction commencement of the PwC building, which is just adjacent to the KPMG, current existing KPMG building, and the YMCA. So the PwC and YMCA buildings are underway now in construction. They had a ribbon-cutting ceremony, issued some of the beautiful designs. I mean, in our last podcast, we talked about, you know, what is the amenities in the building? What does it have to offer? We talked about the master plan of the parks, the trees, the community, the potential schools that will be coming to the neighborhood, as well as what's really important is this YMCA for the current immediate term of this project for Transit City. And it's coming to life, and it's just something beautiful to see that is one thing to buy into a pre-construction project whereby you're essentially buying something and have to understand the future vision of this development. But when you see it coming underway in such quick strides, in such quick timeline, it's a beautiful thing to see because if you can pretty much come to the sales center today and, again, have a look, and Andrew, yourself are very good at this, and you understand the neighborhood very well. Just walking the air, you really get a quick feel of what's going on. And the announcement, another recent announcement has been that, fall this year, actually winter this year, fourth quarter this year, the subway station is supposed to complete, and that's slated to complete in conjunction with the York Regional Transit Terminal. So they're looking at completing it this year. So before any of the buildings in Transit City is complete, you will pretty much have the employment, the office buildings already, YMCA done, the subway station and the York Regional Transit Terminal complete before anybody moves into their unit, which is phenomenal.
That's amazing. Yeah, usually it's the other way around. You're going into a new area and you might have to wait a year or two or three or five before those other things, the amenities of the neighborhood come after the condo has been built. But it's the opposite here. It's all being built now and it'll all be finished at least in the immediate vicinity there and these key landmarks for the neighborhood. Of course, there's much more to come. It's 100 acres. This is just phase one, which is really exciting to understand that it's much, much more to come.
It's been phenomenal. I've been looking at data from the city and looking at what's really happening, the transformation and the subway line being a relief line. But what's really interesting about it, just the strength of income and employment in this area is going to be booming with these AAA companies. Multinational companies like KPMG, PwC, Miller Thompson, and TD, and various others that are coming here, they're really bringing management level employment and pay into a 905 neighborhood, which you would see typically in the 416 downtown core, right? So that's a phenomenal phenomenon to see in this in Vaughan. But what's really interesting is just the strength of employment is just in the KPMG building alone. Once it's all said and done, you'll see around 1,200 added people in that building working. And then not including what PwC has to offer in the YMCA, the library, and so forth, and many other commercial buildings that are coming to this area. So you have several thousands of just strong employment and high-paying employment in this area, which is still not sufficient residences to accommodate that.
What I know your time is running here short, Shab, so I want to ask you a key question here, which is, before we finish, which is, what opportunity is there still now? So if people are just getting on the train at this point, maybe they're a little bit late to the party, they think. Maybe they think there's the time has passed, the launch is done. But I think you've got some news for us. What opportunity is there now for people if they haven't gotten into Transit City yet, if they're looking to invest or buy there?
Absolutely. I mean, remember that it's only been 6 weeks since we've launched this project and it's done very well. But within six weeks, we have not sold out the project. We're still releasing inventory. In fact, we're releasing a new batch of inventory this weekend, and I would encourage people to come have a look and see what options are available to take a look. And the opportunity is not gone because you are looking at a building that's occupying in 2020, and it's been the first 6 weeks of the project release. So we still have a long way to go. And I think it's a good opportunity to come take a look at it. And what's really good about now is that you're able to see what's coming to life. You get that comfort to knowing that, yes, everything's underway. This is the quality construction. I get to get a touch and feel. The final thing I'll leave you with, Andrew, is that a lot of buyers and a lot of agents who've come to this location have looked at the KPMG building, and that's the first office building, again, which we don't really talk much about, that gives that direct path access into the subway station. So if you ever come to the sales center here, you're able to actually walk the path and get a feel for the 905 Union Station, right? You know, that's what I refer to it as, the Union Station of Bond. And I think that's an exciting thing to kind of get a touch and feel and taste for it.
Absolutely. That's great. Shab, thank you so much for your time again today, and congrats on the success so far. And I'm sure the remaining units will sell just as quickly as the first batch has sold. So we'll hopefully talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for it, and all the best.
Thanks for listening to the True Condos Podcast. Remember, your positive reviews make a big difference to the show. To learn more about condo investing, become a True Condos subscriber by visiting truecondos.com.